shoot him?
Yeah, I was shooting with a rifle.
Oh, in the...
In the pen. And then we beat him.
The pen?
Yeah, well, we put the hog in the pen, you know?
Yeah, but I was talking about where you shot him.
In the head.
You never stuck him?
Yeah, after the fall.
Oh.
But I wouldn't go in that.
You save the blood for anything?
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready. Ready for breakfast.
Oh. Oh, man.
That's good. I would make some,
You mean to tell me you ate the blood just by itself? Or?
No, it cooked.
What'd you make out of it?
Oh, would they cook it like that? Or they make, they might make boudins with it, or, put it in some kind of sausage.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we had to save the blood, bro. You better believe it. Those are the women who would kill us if we wouldn't save no blood.
Yeah.
And it better be clean, too. But we shoot the hog and he'd fall on the side, you know, shoot him in the head.
You make a...
You couldn't eat the blood like that.
Some kind of pudding out of it?
Something.
Huh?
Some kind of pudding out of it?
No, what we make with blood, then? Boudins, eh?
Yeah.
Red boudins. Red. How about red sausage, like red sausage? The red boudins.
Yes, ma'am. I've never had red boudins.
I think the stores handle mostly white
boudins. Yeah, they don't let, I don't believe they let people sell red boudins.
I don't think
they would. But yeah.
No, you can't sell blood sausage anymore.
Not the red.
I'm going to tell you this, and this last Monday, I went and killed my calf, and the man killed three calves in front of me, and I asked the vet and the state man that was there.
Mm-hmm. You can't.
And he, listen good now, listen what I'm telling you. He took three pots full of blood, a pot full of each, and I asked the vet, Dr. Marcella from Timberville, if you want to go see him. He's a good friend of mine. And I said, Doc, I said, what are they doing with that blood? He said, he's going to make some boudins with it.
Yeah, but you can't sell it, I don't think. You can't sell it.
That was a butcher shop. That was a butcher shop. You can't kill your own calf no more. If you want to bring it to, I can kill it and cut it up and put it in that freezer for me.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stop me. But I can't bring my calf and bring it to the lock in Thibodeau at a freezer locker where they cut it up for you and package it and freeze it. I cannot bring a calf that I'm going to kill in this place. I used to. I got all the equipment to kill a calf. I got a rifle hanging here. I got my saws hanging, all kind of. I used to keep 2-3 knives. I wouldn't touch them unless I kill a calf. That was my calf knife.
Mm-hmm.
And I still show it to you. And that thing could shave a hair. I got my steel and everything. My big saw, just like the butcher's there. That big saw. And I bought that especially. And I can't do it no more. But they say three pots full of blood, last Monday morning, I left here 20 minutes to 7, brought my calf to Thibodeau, and he started killing at 7. And by 8:30, he had my calf killed. And I asked the vet, I said, but why? I said, you got to examine that blood? He said, examine all damn thing else.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, he said, he wants to make some boudins with it. And I don't think that man would lie to me, because he's a good friend of mine. He's a vet. For years and years.
Yeah.
But he said he's doing it wrong. In one way, he said he's supposed to have a funnel. When he stick that calf where it's hanging, see they hang that calf. You hit him on the head with a maul, with a hammer, bust that brains open. And he falls down to hang him up on the...
I see pictures of him doing it. They electrocute him, don't they?
Mm-mm. They hit him with a hammer on the head.
Oh, okay.
Ball peen hammer. I mean, a sledge. Because if they shoot him with a rifle, they can shoot him with a rifle.
Too expensive.
No, they can't use the head. They got to cut the head right here and throw it away.